Hello there. Welcome to my radio program and also to my website. Glad you're joining us here today. I want to make a comment to you. Over the weekend, I was talking with some friends in my community. I live in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, in the south central part of the state of Louisiana, for you listeners that are checking us out throughout the country and coming to our website. And lots of construction going on down here. We had a lot of flooding. Federal money came in. New Orleans is a hotbed right now, so there is an awful lot of activity, construction activity. My son's in the construction business, and as a consequence, I drive around looking for potential job sites for him and opportunities for him. And in doing so, I see all these crews around. I'm an early riser, get up early in the morning. And at 7 o'clock in the morning, there are numerous crews on building sites all over the country, or rather all over the city, and in several cities here I've traveled. And kind of joke with some friends of mine, I said, you know, we need to start having protests because it's just not fair, all these jobs being taken. We're missing the opportunity. If you're Asian American, if you're African American in most instances, if you're a Caucasian like me, We're getting pushed aside. We don't have the opportunity to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, go to a job site, work for 10 to 12 hours a day, work in rough conditions, bad weather conditions, get minimum wage. Why can't we do that? Why can't we do that? And the point I'm making is that invariably the entire job site is covered by Latin Americans, primarily from Mexico, from other locations, and they are the workers that are doing the job. So it presents this conflict. You don't want to have the illegals coming in, but there's an awful lot of other parts of our society that apparently don't want to do the work. And I can understand for the minimum wage often these workers work for, the long hours that are put in, often they don't get the benefits. People don't want to work for that. But the fact remains that these jobs are coming in by the hundreds of thousands into our area alone to do the work that apparently nobody else wants to do. And so it is a real conflict for those who want to, like me, I think there's way too much immigration in this country. What do you do about it? And of course, what you do is you set quotas. You allow significant immigration that we need. You can't pick the fruit, and you can't build a lot of these structures and take care of the golf courses. And if you look around at those primary jobs, it's all done by Latinos coming in to do that kind of work because nobody else wants to do the work. So if you've got that shortage, some system has to be worked out to where either a number of immigrants are allowed in for picking season or for working season, or that they are allowed in, but there are quotas, and they are allowed in under some vetting instead of just sneaking across the border. I think some of those who are against illegal immigration get a bad knock because they're complaining, and some people say, well, that's just not right. You don't want to let America be a country of immigrants. Well, yes, we do, but you want to have them come in legally, not illegally, come in legally. So it's a real dichotomy. So when you drive around, look at all those workers saying, I know you'd like to have those jobs. Well, you wouldn't want those jobs. Somebody's going to do the work, and what do? And that's the dilemma that Congress finds itself in now. Hey, glad you're listening to my website, looking things over. We'll talk to you again next week.